Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
It's wonderful for you all to be here. You guys are the hearty few. And we had a wonderful Christmas Eve service last night, and I know all of you were there. So it's just special. We also want to recognize today, we know that there's a special birthday today. We understand it's Lib's birthday. She was born on a Sunday. She's born on Christmas the 25th. So let's start off by singing Lib's happy birthday.
Okay. Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lib's. Happy birthday to you.
Yay!
Yay! Yeah, it's very special. My mother was born on Christmas, and it was many years before I realized she had a birthday. So it's special.
When she was 65, and she said it was the first
time she ever. Also, this is going to be the last service that Tom Clifton's going to be here. He's going to head south. So we've had such a special time with Tom and Aubrey, and we really appreciate it. It's been a blessing to us to have him here, and that's very nice.
He made such a smooth transition, people thought that we just forgot to tell
them we were coming. So today there's no bulletin, so we have the master order here that Tom has, and we'll call out the hymns, and we'll go from there. So with that, I'll turn it over to Tom.
Well, thank you all for coming out on Christmas morning. Happy birthday indeed. Lib, is that her name?
Lib.
Born on Christmas Day 90-something years ago, huh?
89.
How many?
89.
Oh, 89. Well, you have to wait till next year. I had a friend who, on his 98th birthday, had his 100th birthday party because he wasn't sure he was going to make it to 100. I thought that was kind of cute. That was neat. It has been a tremendous blessing for me to be here. You have been such a lovely congregation. So wonderful. And so nice to me and kind. And thank you for that. And it thrills me to see you here this morning and to see you hugging and kissing each other. That's the way church ought to be. And I was looking out, I thought, you know, in the first century, this is what the church looked like. They worshiped in homes, and they gathered just in small groups, just like this. So don't feel that we're too small to be the church for hundreds and hundreds of years. This is what the church looked like, and we are the church gathered here today. And we know that other people have other things going on and family, and someone told me last night they were needing to talk to one of their relatives in Germany, in the Air Force or something, and this was the only time they could do it, you know, that kind of thing. And so we understand people are doing family things and sharing love wherever they are. But thank you for being here this morning. For the call of worship, I just wanted to remember with you, during a great civil war, a terrible time in our nation's history, someone wrote a beautiful Christmas hymn. And I think the words go something like this. I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and loud and sweet the words repeat, peace on earth, goodwill to men and women and all. So may that be our call to worship. May the Christmas bells resound in our minds and hearts as we worship this day. Let's pray. Oh God, we give you thanks for this Christmas day and for guiding us through all of the steps and movements of Advent in preparation for what we celebrate last night and today and in the days ahead, the greatest story the world has ever known, your coming to us to give us your blessing and your guidance and wisdom and your power for life. So for all of the Christmas gifts that are ours today, which will always be with us and will never be taken away, We give you our thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're going to sing. What's our first carol?
The first Noel. It's hymn 147.
147.
We want to sing because there's six of them.
No more than two.
Okay.
Christmas story in Matthew's gospel is sparse in giving details, but it's the other Christmas story that goes alongside of Luke's that tells us of our Savior's birth. And in Matthew's gospel, the first chapter. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they had lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him, to Joseph, in a dream, and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son. And he named him Jesus. Let's sing another carol.
Six, Gentle Mary Lay Your Child. Three verses. Can we sing all three verses? Or
sure.
We can do all three.
Now, Reverend Clifton, when you asked for this hymn, I said, we don't know that hymn. But it's the tune of Good King Wenceslas. So I think you will recognize the tune. So we're good with this.
A few words from poets and writers for this Christmas morning. The first is by Howard Thurman, who was an African-American pastor and really made a tremendous impact on American religious life in the 20th century. And this piece that I'm going to read is very well known. You may have seen it. When the song of the angel is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among brothers and sisters, to make music in the heart. That is so beautiful, isn't it? The next ones may not be quite as beautiful, but they're nice anyway. Very short little four verses. It's titled, "Let Every Day Be Christmas." Christmas is forever, not just one day. For loving, sharing, giving are not to put away. Like bells and lights and tinsel in some box upon a shelf, the good you do for others is good you do yourself. That's very nice. I could also add to that a theological note. The good you do is never lost. It goes on forever. I believe that. I've studied that idea, and I've thought about that idea a lot. That every good, every moment of love, every good thing that you do, God builds into the new heaven and a new earth that's coming. So nothing you've ever done that's good is ever lost. It's part of this new creation. Isn't that a great idea? You think, well, that's over and done. No, it's not. It's building, and it keeps building for what God is going to do. The next one is called A Christmas Wish. I'd like a stocking made for a giant and a meeting house full of toys. Then I'd go out in a happy hunt for the poor little girls and boys. Up the street and down the street and across and over the town, I'd search and find them, everyone, before the sun went down. That's kind of a nice little thought, isn't it? And then the last one, entitled A Song Was Heard at Christmas. A song was heard at Christmas to wake the midnight sky. A Savior's birth and peace on earth and praise to God on high. The angels sang at Christmas with all the hosts above. And still we sing the newborn King, His glory and His love. Good words for this day. I'm going to share a prayer for the morning. And the prayer has the word steal. You've heard of the hymn, steal away to Jesus. And steal, used in that sense, is a verb, and it means to come secretly, quietly, or unobserved. Okay? So when the word steal is used in the prayer, that's what it means. Let us pray. Light of life, you came in flesh, born into human pain and joy, and gave us power to be your children. Grant us faith, O Lord, to see your presence among us, so that all of creation may sing new songs of gladness and walk the way of peace. Steal into our hearts. Steal into the aching places, the lonely places, the lost places. Steal into the joy-filled places, the delight-filled places steal into our hearts and fill them with tenderness and love. Steal into our nations, O Holy Child. Steal into the power-hungry and the powerless. Steal into the peacemakers and the peace destroyers. Steal unto our lawgivers and fill them with tenderness and love. Steal into our business dealings, O Holy Child. Steal into the corrupt and the incorruptible. Steal into those beyond wealthy and those who can't make ends meet. Steal into the makers and the sellers and the buyers and fill them with tenderness and love. Steal into the whole universe, O Holy Child. Steal into the world that is and the world that is to come. Steal into the grace and glory of all that ever shall be. Steal into our hearts and make them free and make them yours. We give you our Christmas prayer in the name of this holy child that we've named now. And in his example, we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now I'd like to just take a minute to see if any of you would like to share something for all of us to hear, a little time of sharing, if you have a word or a thought. Or I'll just share that I'm wearing a new pair of socks. My daughter bought these. She said she's been working in New York City. She said the men in New York City wear these kinds of socks. That's what she said. They're very warm, and I haven't worn socks like that for 50 years, but now I am. So, what would you like to share this morning?
I just want to share that when you eat Christmas.
I missed that, what she said.
When you quit believing in Santa Claus, you get socks for Christmas.
Oh, that's right. And I've told my family, don't buy me any more socks or any more ties. I've got more than I can possibly wear. Oh, goodness. What else? Anybody have any other sharing?
I think it's great that this many people showed up. I was guessing 12 for today.
Mm-hmm.
So we're more than the 30 dozen today.
Yeah.
I'm grateful that everybody came and
yes.
was so jovial and Merry Christmassy this morning.
Amen.
So thank you.
Amen. I was thinking a dozen as well, so our minds are in the same place. I knew Cliff would be here, and Mickey, and nine others. I know some of you are going to be with big family gatherings. Four children, a bunch of grandchildren, and it makes about 25 around the table today. Isn't that going to be something? You will have to talk fast to get anything in, won't you?
Instead of sugar plums,
with
Hell's Angels
coming.
There you go.
It was a memorable moment. I agree.
Okay.
That was good.
Yeah, it was wonderful. Any others?
We kept our tradition alive. We watched National Lampoon's Christmas.
Oh, wow. And you survived?
Yes,
we watched It's a Wonderful Life last night when we got home. We had taped that. I've only seen it 100 times. You've all seen the movie, right? That's a Wonderful Life. At the end of the movie, they're all in the house together, and all the money's coming in, and all the friends. And I'm going to cry now. I tell myself, after 100 viewings, I'm not going to cry when they sing. And I do every time. It's just like, oh my gosh. It's what life's all about, isn't it? Loving one another, helping one another. Anyway, going to cry again. Can't help it. Okay.
It's not Christmas for us until we see a Christmas Carol. We love and watching Christmas Carol.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good one. St. Olaf College, 3 years ago, we taped their Christmas in Norway. Did any of you ever see that one?
No.
Oh, my gosh. If you want to buy something, you can buy it from St. Olaf College. They had the Norwegian children and the American college students in this beautiful chapel, and they sang for an hour. And we watch it about 10 times every Christmas. It's fabulous. Wonderful. What else? Anything?
I think it was very cute how you talked about the candle last night. Giving birth.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was terrific.
Now, you see, you'll remember that when everything else is forgotten. In 100 years, you'll remember this candle that wouldn't lie. We need things to go wrong. You know? And I've done a lot of weddings, and I tell the bride, if nothing goes wrong, you won't remember your wedding. And nobody will remember your wedding. So, you know, make it a good thing, not a bad thing. Yeah. Well, gosh, happy Christmas to all of you. God love all of you. God love each one of you. And it is so good that we're here today.